free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April 16th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Looky, looky here. We now have Fox News reporting coronavirus originated in a Wuhan lab. And then we see all these conservatives everywhere. Now it's okay to say this. I've tweeted this out. I retweeted what I had tweeted out back in January. As soon as China started doing this, I said, you need to be very careful about this. I said, it's absolutely ridiculous, the idea that they're still selling in many different ways, that it came from bats, and bat soup at a marketplace. And I said, you realize, of course, that their one and only biosafety level 4 lab is right there in Wuhan. And eventually we found out that it was very, very close to that market. And then eventually we found out that, yeah, they had people that were selling lab animals that were being experimented on. You know, Pinky and the Brain. They were selling Pinky and the Brain for food in the marketplace. Or maybe, Typhoid Tommy. I don't know. But look, how are we going to use this information? And of course, it's because now you've got President Trump saying we're looking at the possibility. It's possible. And so then it's now safe for Fox News to report that. And we got a lot of people that are now, like I said yesterday, we've got multiple Republican senators who are talking about, we've got to allow people to sue China for any damages, you know, death of loved ones or so forth. And we're going to lift that restriction. And we're going to put economic sanctions on China and so forth. And China is firing back and saying, well, you release this over here. You let us steal that. Well, look, if you're going to ignore, and still Fox News is ignoring the fact that the NIH, Fauci's organization, gave $3.7 million to that Wuhan lab to do exactly this kind of research, if they're going to ignore that, if they're going to ignore, as they have for decades, the bioweapon labs here in the United States, Fox News never reported on that. There was one reporter, Allison Young, at USA Today, that did a whole series of reports going back 2014, 15, talking about all the different accidents, how these labs, CDC labs, many of them, the highest level biosafety labs, 4 is the highest level, 3 was the level of the biosafety lab that was in associated with Tulane University, the National Primate Center. They had brought in a very rare, very fatal bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei, has a mouthful in it. they brought that in. It survives in the soil. Not a virus, it's a bacteria. They were playing with it at the biosafety level 3 lab because, you know, they get a lot of federal grants from Fauci to do that type of thing. The guy that's going to protect your health, they got out. They found it. And the primate center, where they have 500 acres of monkeys roaming around. But it got out of the inside of the lab, and they found it in the monkeys that were roaming around outside, and it's like, maybe it's in the soil here. So CDC sends in their crack team of experts who focus on this kind of stuff. And after a week or so, one of the experts came down with a disease. They said, well, it must have been a previous exposure. It just happened to manifest itself at this time. Nothing to see here. Move on. Well, she did a lot of reports about that. It became a big deal, and there were congressional hearings, and then guess what? Nothing happened. They'll always sweep it under the carpet, don't they? So we need to go to war about this. We don't need to have World War III. We need to go to war with the bureaucrats, with the Nazi scientists and their descendants that are now running these bureaucracies. Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. We need to go to war with that and with a bioweapons system, not with China. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, April 16th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at people who have decided that it's now or never to get your liberty back. Have you thought about this? I'm glad to see this pushing back. I've had a lot of people say, what can we do? Well, people have started organizing in various states, in Michigan, in Kentucky. There's another rally that is coming up in Colorado. And in Florida, North Carolina, the other place that I used to live. in North Carolina, right there where I used to live, Raleigh, North Carolina. You had the police come back against a group, a Facebook group. It's got about 30,000 people. Some of them showed up. And the police there in Raleigh said, protests are non-essential. Constitution's non-essential. As I tweeted out this morning, they have operated as if the Constitution is optional for a very long time. Now they're saying the Constitution, openly saying Constitution is not essential. In other words, it's prohibited. Unless expressly permitted to do the things that were specifically reserved as powers of the people in the First Amendment. This is why I focused so much on the free exercise of religion. Now they're coming after the other aspects of the First Amendment. They came after the free press and free speech first. They said, this is being done by our private partners at Facebook and Google and so forth and Apple. They've decided that they're going to shut that down. And I had said a long time ago, I said, I've seen this game before. When I was with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, they would, even after the independents and third parties would jump through all the extra hoops that were never there for the Republicans and Democrats, collect signatures, go through the whole ballot access chase every election cycle. Even then, when you had a candidate and you jumped through all that, they would not allow you to participate in the debates because, the debates were going to be run by a private organization, the Association of Journalists there in the state. And they could decide who was going to be there. It was just going to be too crowded if we had three people talking, so we can't have a third candidate talking in this debate. And now that's exactly what they did to InfoWars, using Apple, Tim Cook organizing this with Google, Facebook, and so forth. And now Tim Cook and Apple are organizing with Google how to track you and shut you down. That is what's in the works here. So we've seen this whole game before, and we know exactly what this is going to be. And folks, because we let them do that with your free speech on social media and with the free press, not the government mockingbird press, but the free press, because it wasn't just InfoWars. We were the tip of the spear. 2 months later, they shut down another 800 sites. But because we let them do that part of the First Amendment, now they've, they're taking over the government with a false flag, national emergency. And I say a false flag. There is a disease. It's not the worst disease we've ever seen. It is not even really a pandemic like they're talking about. They've got a lot of, we're going to have another clip from a St. Louis doctor who has had enough, calling this out. And you understand that they are changing the definition of the disease. I look at the Drudge Report, and it says, look at this, we got another spike. Drudge Report has become NPR, frankly, you know, selling the Gates Foundation narrative. And then right underneath it, it's like, oh, President Trump says that we're past the peak. Anything to get after President Trump. And I'm not a fan of Trump anymore. I'm off the Trump train. Anybody who wants to overthrow the Constitution with de facto martial law says you have total authority, I'm not a fan, okay? That's it. Done. End of story. I've seen it before. You got to take the shots. We got to take the guns. Do the due process later. We're going to restrict bump stocks. We've never restricted an attachment to a gun before. All these things happened under Trump, but we gave him a pass. And when I look at people who are pushing back, I see it predominantly, almost exclusively, in areas where there are Democrat governors. I don't see this happening in Texas, for example. Why? Well, you know, we've got Texas Governor Abbott has shut down virtually every restaurant and small business. And you had various municipalities said, and that includes churches, you know, the places that were run by Democrats. And so he comes back and says, no, churches can get together. And now you've seen that bone being thrown out by CIA Barr, William Barr, the so-called attorney general. He's now throwing that out. Oh, I'm going to make sure that I protect the right to people to go to church. Aren't you proud of me? Now I stand for the Constitution. Come on. If you're going to, you know, Abbott gets applause from conservatives because he shuts down abortion clinics, keeps guns, gun stores and churches open with restrictions. But look, he's shutting down all the small businesses. You got restaurants, you got hairstylists, you got people like the story that I reported last week of a guy who does cleaning services, outdoor cleaning services, and he's stopped and threatened by the police. This is just a warning. Next time you get $1,000 fine because, you know, the governor said so. I'm not down with people who only support part of the Constitution or think that it is a privilege that they can grant you that you can walk around freely. We've gotten way far away from where this country started. George Washington said, yeah, the British people think they're free. They walk about freely, but between high walls. In 2020, Americans are not allowed to walk around freely. Do you understand where we are? It's time for 1776 to start again, folks. And I mean it. We better wake up because if we don't take back our freedom right now, we will never get it back. It's this kind of partisan blinders where people say, well, because it's Trump or because it's Abbott or because they let gun stores or churches stay open. I'm going to let them close all the small businesses and only allow Walmart to be open. That makes me sick. It ought to make you sick. Stop thinking that people are on your side because they've got an R behind their name or because their name is Trump. They use them to get away with things that they would never be able to get away with. Do you think that if this kind of nonsense was done by Hillary or by Obama, that you would sit still for it? There would have been a national revolt from the first day if this was done by Obama or if it was done by Hillary. That's why they put Trump in. I supported him. I said, well, you know, like Julian Assange, who is now in jail, being killed slowly. And you notice that Trump hasn't done anything about that? You notice that you are being put under house arrest? You are being treated like Julian Assange. Remember all the years that he was in the embassy there, the Ecuadorian embassy? And now they've got him in a regular jail and they're killing him. That's your fate. If you try to appease this tyranny from Trump, from Abbott, from other Republicans, don't just get upset. Yeah, definitely oppose these Democrats. They're even worse. But the thing about the Democrats is they move quickly enough that it wakes people up. And the thing about Republicans is they move a little bit slower. And you got your blinders on because you just can't believe that they would stick the knife in your back. I would much rather be attacked by somebody coming on in the front of me instead of knifed in the back by Republican governors and presidents. That's the kind of thing that we've seen. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into what's going on with China. We had President Trump who had a press conference, and he had some questions about this. Fox News is now reporting that they believe that the COVID-19 originated in, guess what, the Wuhan Biosafety Level 4 lab, the Institute of Virology, that patient zero was a lab employee who became infected and spread it. What a surprise. What a surprise. It was pretty obvious that was where it was coming from back in January. But Fox News has been talking about bats and pangolins and all this other kind of stuff. Now we're told don't pet dogs. Dogs are bad because they want you totally isolated. We're going to talk about the pushdown because if we don't take back our liberties, these people will never give them back to us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you you can go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state saying, we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. But then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against. The World Health Organization, run by the Chi-Com murderers and World Citizen, are giving you the World at Home extravaganza with all the dried up, pathetic, evil, twisted Hollywood music crap force-fed at you and your family. So stay at home, you dirty, filthy Americans. China's open for business, you aren't. And watch open satanic rituals with Lady Gaga and all these other losers stumbling around. Again, force-fed to you and your family. It's all for one world at home. The carbon tax, you're shut down. Your way of life has been canceled by the globalists. They're coming with forced inoculations, implantable microchips, and total medical tyranny to take over your life. You are now non-essential. You are now non-essential. The New World Order got you where they want you, and now they're going to slowly kill you and suck all the money out of you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about now being the time that tries men's soul. It's either liberty taken back or liberty lost. This is a test. This is a test of the Emergency Powers Act. Are you going to go along with the test, or are you going to take your powers back? You know, before 9/11, they were already working on what they were going to do now. These people make plans, very long-term plans. They have very specific dates, too. They know what the cycles, historical cycles are, just like Strauss and Howe, who wrote The Fourth Turning. They knew that about every 80 years, society is restructured. Typically, it goes down further into authoritarianism. 1776 was an exception. But, you know, following that, we had a consolidation, centralization of government with the next Fourth Turning. That was the American Civil War. But, of course, it was happening all over the world at that time. You know, did you know that there was a civil war in Italy in the 1860s? Did you know that they used that civil war? It was a fight between agrarian, distributed power centers throughout Italy, and that they used that to create the Italian nation state. And it was a struggle. The civil war was a struggle between agrarian and industrial power. You know, that was part of the Industrial Revolution. The industrialists wanted to consolidate their power. And, you know, then the next, after we had the nation states, and of course the same types of things were starting to happen in different ways, with Germany, with France and everything. Prior to that, you know, the, areas, power centers had largely been around cities and so forth. You started to have consolidation. That we had more of that in World War One, and then with World War Two, another 80 years later, you had a Great Depression and World War II. Now, Strauss and Howe point out that not only is the pattern associated with economic situations, you know, the kind of change that you had with the Industrial Revolution taking over from agrarian power bases, but also with major economic disruption, pushing down, you know, institutions failing, political leaders failing, economic hardship. And they predicted when they wrote the book back in the early 90s that sometime in the mid-2000s there would be some kind of an economic disruption. You remember 2007, 2008? Yeah, sometime in the mid-2000s there'll be, you know, it was about 15 years after they made this prediction. There'll be some kind of worldwide economic disruption that will begin a process of a fourth turning. And typically the fourth turnings, you know, they take about 15 years. The American Civil War, the war itself lasted for 4 years, but there were things that were happening prior to that. And they said it should all conclude by about 2029 or so. And maybe that's why, you know, the model for 2030 that the globalists, the UN, have had has been very well defined. Now, they built that model and said we're going to need that because of climate change. But, you know, they've already gotten it now. It's just been enacted by President Trump. Because Fauci told him to. Because Fauci told him we got a national emergency. Because President Trump didn't pay any attention to the previous pandemics. I was just counting up on my fingers the other day because, you know, yesterday we had the ridiculous tweet from Kellyanne Conway. It said, well, this is COVID-19. You would think that they would have gotten it right, you know, after COVID, you know, one and so forth, but basically thinking that this is the 19th COVID or something. I mean, that's exactly what she put, folks. And so she was ridiculed. Some people said, yeah, I didn't watch the movie K-9 with Jim Belushi because I hadn't seen K-1 through K-8. Another person said, did she watch the first 2000 Space Odysseys? Look, if you don't understand what the pattern is here, this is a kind of brainless idiocy that has surrounded the entire Trump administration. Kellyanne and President Trump apparently don't remember all the pandemics that have been pushed by Fauci, by the WHO. We've had SARS, we've had MERS, we've had Zika, we've had Ebola, we've had swine flu, bird flu, all these, you know, and every single one of them was crying wolf. That's the one thing we haven't had. We haven't had the wolf flu. Wolf flu, wolf flu. That's what we should call this one, maybe, the wolf flu. No, look, it's a real disease. All those others were real diseases, but they weren't real pandemics. And now they're cooking the books. They're doing different things than they've ever done before. That's what they need to pay attention to, but they don't. And what they need to pay attention to is they need to go back and study the history of our biological and chemical warfare, how we brought Nazi scientists and Japanese scientists who had conducted experiments on American soldiers. The Nazis did them on Jews and gypsies and anybody they didn't like. We executed people for that. We executed the Japanese scientists that did that, some of them. The best ones, however, we brought back and deputized them and put them in charge of agencies, you know, like the NIH and DARPA, things like that. Put them in there. They have these guys running the agencies, but they would put an American, you know, somebody with the name of Smith or something. You know, they'd put them at the very top. But right underneath them was some kind of Nazi or Japanese scientist, typically a Nazi, who was really running the organization, Fort Detrick or whatever. And that's where we got started on all this. But now these people, and the reason I bring in the fourth turning is because you understand, again, going back to 1992, we'll probably have, they said, could be something like a Great Depression. It'll begin in 2007, 2008. And then we'll have a Great Depression. It'll be worldwide. And we may have another world war. And so I'm very concerned when I look at this. It's misdirection to say that we need to go physically fight China. Yeah, let's take back our industry. It's been an economic warfare. It was started by Kissinger, who was president when the nominal head of the state was Nixon. But it was Kissinger that opened up China. And these globalists have put in the rules that have had us export our industry and then import workers from the third world. But let's address the real problem instead of making a second problem. We don't need a world war. We need to go to war with these bioweapon labs that we have here. We've got more of them in America. And we need to serve notice to the Chinese as well. And we need to look after, we need to bring back our manufacturing. I'm all for that. But let's not start a world war because we want to cover up the Great Depression that they just kicked off. Here's a press conference yesterday, video clip number 7. President Trump is asked about the Chinese connections, the Wuhan lab connections. Let's play that.
Mr. President, multiple sources are telling Fox News today that the United States government now has high confidence that while the coronavirus is a naturally occurring virus, it emanated from a virology lab in Wuhan, that because of lax safety protocols, an intern was infected, who later infected her boyfriend, and then went to the wet market in Wuhan, where it began to spread. Does that correspond with what you have heard from officials?
Well, I don't want to say that, John, but I will tell you more and more we're hearing the story. And we'll see. When you say multiple sources, now there's a case where you can use the word sources, but we are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation that happened
3 months ago. But now we can pay attention to it. But let's make sure they don't use it the wrong way. Use it to shut down Fauci's bioweapons research.
Well, Communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19 and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshippers in your face. They hate you and your family.
It's staggering to realize that the real COVID target is hiding in plain view and nobody's pointed it out. Even the UN that's hyping all this hysteria admits that 500,000 people have gone from extreme poverty to borderline starvation just in the last 2 months, and that 2 million plus people will starve to death extra this year. You know, I mentioned it to a colleague, who cares? But they said, oh, in Africa, always starving? That's the reality of what's happened when we fret over a few 100,000 dead in the West, millions and millions and millions with a shutdown of this economy, are conscripted to a slow, agonizing death by starvation. And nobody's putting that talking point out because that's reality. Big Pharma and Big Tech are involved in the takeover. They're using our phobias for control. And that's the bottom line. Anybody that signs on to this is into mass death and global depopulation. So choose a side.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
All right, folks, it's now or never. You're either going to stand up for your freedom or you're going to be ear-tagged like a piece of cattle. I like what Eric Peters is doing. He's got the ear-tag thing. He's Eric Peters, epautos.com. He's got all these pictures of cattle with ear tags, and he's created, there you go, right there. He's created an ear tag for himself when he goes out in public. But they're going to be using face masks. That's going to be the ear tag. That is going to be the mark of the beast right now as we're coming up. But that's what FEMA has decided they're going to do to you. They're going to have you wear masks. We got another the plan that came out from CDC and FEMA. There's his ear tag. I am Corona Cattle. It's calling the people who are bleeding about this, the sheep that are out there, keep me safe, keep me safe. He's calling them, Corona cows. That's the way we need to have a little bit of fun at this. I take it a little bit too seriously, maybe, but I don't think you can take liberty and tyranny too seriously. It's the essence of everything that we do. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want my children to be a slave. And the only way to do that is to take our liberty back. Because it's quite obvious there are no Republican saviors out there. We've got some Republicans who are standing up. And the only people who are standing up are Republicans. But you won't find the president or the governor of Texas doing that. Oh yeah. Okay. I'll pull back and I'll let the churches open up. I'll let the gun stores open up. Are you happy now, conservatives? Okay. All right. We'll go back to sleep. We got a guy with an R behind his name and he's going to let churches and gun stores stay open and shut the abortion clinics down too. That's good. Yeah, look, I'm glad he did all that, but, I don't see that as sufficient because you are putting people who do outside work and repair, people who are hairstylists, people who are restaurants, you're putting them out of business. When this all began, you had President Trump meeting and showing, well, you know, we're going to have, here's a CEO of Walmart. All his stores are going to be open up. Here's a CVS. All their stores are going to be open up. Here's Home Depot. His stores are going to be open up. All you mom and pop people, you're going to be out of business. It's the final stage. They're having a hard enough time, these brick and mortar big box retailers are having a hard time. So they got to make sure that they're the only ones who are in business. This has been a nice little boost for their profits, I'm sure, that the only people allowed to be open are the big box retailers and big grocery store chains. Everybody else, you shut down. I don't know, because so many farmers are having to plow their crops into the ground or pour their milk into the drains, I don't know where they're going to get product to sell. Oh, maybe it'll be from China. That's it. Yeah, maybe we get our food and our milk and our medicine from China through Walmart. How about that? That sounds like a plan, doesn't it? President Trump's right there. He's fighting the globalists, isn't he? Or maybe, you know, he was the best scheme they ever came up with. So we got Governor Whitmer. And I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, I reported a couple of weeks ago that she got really upset about hydroxychloroquine. Don't you prescribe this as a physician, she said, right? It was a Thursday. Detroit Free Press reported on her executive order. You do not prescribe hydroxychloroquine. That is an off-label prescription. Well, we've always had off-label prescriptions have been used by doctors. About a third of the uses of drugs are off-label. That means that the FDA has not specifically approved it for that. It's a well-known drug. It's got some side effects, but it's been around since the mid-1940s for malaria. Then they started using it for lupus and other autoimmune diseases. That's why they said, well, you know, maybe this will work for the coronavirus because it seems to do weird, you know, makes the immune system go haywire, like an autoimmune thing. Imagine that. It's almost like it was designed or something. Anyway, as they started using hydroxychloroquine and getting great results with it, you had the doctor, specifically Zelenko, he was very adamant about that in that one community. Look, I've done 200, 350, 700 people. I've treated them. They've all 100%. Eradicated this. I use that. I use zinc because it's antiviral. I use azithromycin because it helps to control secondary infections, said Dr. Zelenko. And the people in his little small town, basically Hasidic Jewish, the leaders there said, shut up. Don't say anything about this. But, you know, the news was out. President Trump had dropped the name. He didn't push Fauci away from the mic. I don't know. That's just not science. We can't do that. You know, we can't allow that to happen. The FDA is not allowed that. And, oh, okay. Well, okay. I'll put the name out there, but you know, it's all I can do because, you know, Fauci's the one who's really running the show here. So I'll just kind of slip this out there. Hydroxychloroquine. And then have Fauci pour cold water on it. And Whitmer said, if you prescribe this as a physician, I'm going to take your license. If you fill this as a pharmacist, I will take your license. If you are a physician and you hear another physician saying this, I want you to inform on them to me so I can take their license. And then that was on a Thursday. Then on Saturday, the FDA said, yeah, we'll allow it for emergency use. And by Monday, Whitmer was demanding that President Trump give her more of it. And so now she's come out with these ridiculous executive orders and, she said, well, for example, golf courses have to close, you know, because people bunch up when they play golf, you know. Maybe she's getting it confused with rugby or football or something. I don't know. Have you ever seen anybody play golf? You ever seen these people out in the wide open spaces? I don't know. Golf courses have to close. Tobacco shops have to close. You cannot do 10-cent bottle returns. That's off limits. Even if it's in one of the big box retailers or grocery store, that is allowed to remain open. Landscaping, lawn care, tree service, and irrigation companies may not operate either in Michigan, according to her order. Now, these people who are working outdoors, right? Here's the little caveat that she carves out, a little bit of an exception here for people. Isn't this gracious? She's such a gracious dictator. Except to maintain and improve the safety and sanitation and essential operations of a residence. Well, Governor Whitmer, how about if my business is lawn care, tree service, irrigation, landscaping, outdoor cleaning, or something like that, and I have to do that to support my family of seven, like the guy here in Texas, who said he was just shut down by the goons under Governor Abbott, threatened with a $1,000 fine if he tries to work to support his seven children. Is that going to be exceptional? Because if this is to the essential operations of a residence, is it essential that you be able to pay your mortgage or your rent of your residence? That you be allowed to work? Oh, no. We're going to institute forced austerity, forced unemployment, and then we'll come around with universal basic income. Oh, and I got an idea. We'll pay everybody the same amount. Let's see, where have I heard that before? Wasn't that called communism? Before it was being sold by Andrew Yang and the neo-Marxists in Silicon Valley and by President Trump and the Democrats now? Wasn't that called communism, President Trump? And now you're in a bidding war with the Democrats, like H.L. Mencken said. Every election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And so now you guys are bidding about who's going to give us the most on a monthly basis because you're not going to allow us to work. And why are they talking about this if they aren't going to keep this on forever? That's their intention. And when we talk about it being stolen goods, understand what they've done. They've stolen your business. They've stolen your life's labor. They've stolen your life's investment and savings in that business. They've stolen your job if you work for that business, because small businesses hire way more people than big businesses do. So most people have lost their jobs. But we got to get rid of that middle class, because that's another one of the tenets of communism. The middle class, they're the problem. We want everybody poor with just a thin veneer of elitist, of politicians, of, you know, the technocratic elite. They're going to bring in the doctors who help them with this and the Silicon Valley computer scientists who, you know, this is part of this third turning, or fourth turning, I should say. This fourth turning, it's not about the industrial versus agrarian. It's about the technocratic versus the rest of us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bioattacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for, because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They can surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter, because they make a huge spectacle out of it. You watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the Communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers. We're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so cigar bars and vape shops in Michigan are going to be closed. Laundromats and coin laundry employees, however, are allowed to work, you know, because you can't catch the coronavirus in a laundromat. And Governor Whitmer said that her orders are, quote, pretty clear. I would encourage any business that is not sure if they're life-sustaining to probably assume that they are not. Let me tell you something, Governor Whitmer. As I pointed out before, you know, you want to maintain the essential services of a residence or whatever, or sustain life. We have to have businesses in order to sustain our lives. I know that you don't understand this. You and these other politicians who have lorded it over us for so long that you think that you are essential and we aren't. But our lives are just as essential as yours. Our jobs are just as essential. Quite frankly, I would say they're more so. And yet, if you look at the way her orders break down, critical infrastructure, oh, that's things like law enforcement, cops. You know, the people are going to enforce her orders. Food and agriculture. Except the problem is that the food and agriculture is going to go down because these people have no appreciation for or understanding of how the free market production and distribution operates. So when you allow, you say, well, we're going to let the farmers grow food. Except the farmers are going broke and they can't even give away their food because you have shut down their primary customers, restaurants. Restaurants are not allowed in many of these areas. Some of the areas they are allowed to sell the food that they have as groceries. But in most Democrat areas, in Boston and L.A., they're not. And most of them are not set up to be able to do that anyway. Or if they're not set up to do carry-out, they are out of business. And then the farmers don't have anybody to sell through to. So the farmers go broke. And then you've got no food. This is why I spent the time the other day talking about iPencil. See, Governor Whitmer doesn't know how to make a pencil. You know, by the way, Bloomberg doesn't know how to make a pencil either. He doesn't understand all the different things that are involved in that. But Bloomberg does understand where we are at this point in time. Bloomberg, when he was talking about farmers, they just dig a hole and they drop something in it and food pops up, right? Everybody's like, what are you talking about? You know, you're denigrating farmers. It's a very complex business now. It's become very technological and so forth. But now, you say in the context of it. Yeah, he is an elitist. He is a snob. But he was saying the agricultural revolution, that was replaced by the industrial revolution. And the industrial revolution, those people were rubes anyway. Now, with the technocratic revolution, our business with artificial intelligence is to put all of these people out of business. But what we have to be careful for is before we shut them down, we have to figure out how we're going to feed them and keep them pacified so that they don't, and this is a quote from him, bring out the guillotines for him. This is why they're doing the $1,000, $1,200 a month, now $2,000 a month. They don't want you to bring out the guillotines. I don't want to see the guillotines either. So, folks, President Trump, Governor Abbott, all you Democrat governors, get your boots off our necks before we put the guillotine on yours. That's really what's going to happen here. You had Bloomberg. I played the clip for you when he was running for president. And he had a meeting with some, he's kind of sitting around an informal chat, and it was reported by the Democrat press. I thought it was a sign of maturity that he was telling them, you know, you got a guy that comes in, he's pretty old, he's got prostate cancer. We say, sorry, there's nothing we're going to do to treat you. That's what they're doing now with the coronavirus. They're taking people who, they're euthanizing people above a certain age. This is what this has always been about. So the things that she thinks are important are law enforcement, food and agriculture, financial services. Can't shut the banks down. So banks, government, cops, food. Yeah, we could use the food, but she's going to destroy it anyway because shutting down the customers. And then healthcare, because doctors have become part of the public-private partnership for tyranny. The medical establishment. And the political establishment. It is a medical-political partnership now to shut down your lives. But not all of law enforcement are in on this. As a matter of fact, if you look in Michigan, you've got four sheriffs in northern Michigan put together a joint statement yesterday that they would not enforce these new executive orders that were signed by Whitmer. And they said, in a joint statement, she has created a vague framework of emergency laws that only confuse Michigan citizens. As a result, we will not have strict enforcement of these orders, said the sheriffs. Now, think about this. Have you seen any police chiefs anywhere standing up for freedom? There's very few sheriffs, but every one of the law enforcement officers that have stood up are sheriffs. Sheriffs are elected. Sheriffs are accountable to the people. The police chiefs are unelected bureaucrats who are accountable to the politicians or to the city manager or whatever. But they are unelected. They're bureaucrats with badges. The sheriffs, on the other hand, that's why some of them have stood up. We will not enforce these strictly. We will deal with every case as an individual situation, and we will apply common sense and assessing the apparent violation. Because as part of her order that she had put out last week, people in Michigan are also barred from traveling between residences. Even if they have two pieces of property in Michigan, you can't go from one to the other. She even made crossing the street to a neighbor's house, unless for specific exemptions, illegal by the stroke of a pen, as the Federalist puts it. Federalist.com. She issued a shelter-in-place order on March 23rd. Now, six Republican congressmen in Michigan have also condemned the governor's orders. One of them, they put in a joint letter, these six Republican congressmen said, your latest order is far too restrictive. It includes provisions that seem arbitrary and internally inconsistent. And we believe there is a better approach. By the way, you know, her executive order was so poorly written. One of the things she banned was any kind of private schooling, not just, you know, public schooling. And so a lot of people said, well, under Michigan law, homeschools are deemed to be private schools. And if you are online and you're taking private courses from a, you know, private institution online and doing your homeschooling, that would be prohibited technically as well, based on the sloppy way that she wrote the order. I want to show you some of the clips from the protest that happened yesterday. We have the Michigan governor, first of all, kind of mocking the people who were showing up in the snow in Michigan to protest her. Here's what she had to say as part of her snow job. Video clip number 11.
So we just had snow. I've got snow on the ground here in Michigan right now in Lansing. We're expecting, you know, up to 30 inches in the Upper Peninsula. The fact that we're cracking down on people traveling between homes or planting or landscaping or golfing really for a couple more weeks isn't going to meaningfully impact people's ability
just
to
do what
it,
I say.
The snow will do that in and of itself.
Well, then you don't need to do the order, do you? And if the snow is so prohibitive, it's really not necessary. And, but it also did not stop these people from showing up. Many people point out, it looks like revolutionary times, right? Zero Hedge. Some protesters riding horses. Many people had body armor and weapons at the, steps of the Capitol. Let's show you some B-roll here. Video clip number 12. Operation Gridlock is what they call this. And people showed up in their cars, on sidewalks, on lawns, on the Capitol steps to protest a stay home order from her. There you go, waving American flags. Reporter from WWJ News Radio there in the area went out and talked to people. He said they told him that, they put out in their orders, they said cars should be filled with only members of your immediate family, no carpooling. Since gas is cheap, they said, well, why is gas cheap? It's because our economy is going down. They said many people complained, the reporter, many people are not observing the 6 feet between people rule. Very few of them have masks on. I asked them why that is, and they said that they have freedom. They don't want to pass the virus, but they believe the governor should have more faith in them to do what they believe is right. And one person said, why does one size solve everyone's local issues? He said, Governor Whitmer will put you out of business before allowing mere citizens to be responsible for their own behavior. That is madness. Let's roll the audio on some of this.
But until this virus runs its course, it's going to stay here. And all we're doing is hiding from it.
Operation Gridlock is underway, and we are in the middle of it. Take a look. We've got three lanes of traffic right now on Capitol, in front of the Capitol. People have lined up in their cars. They've come from all over the state, upset with the governor and the stay-at-home order. They say that they're ready for this order to be lifted. They want to get back to work. They want to get back to doing things that they love.
Exactly right. We'll have more of this when we come back. Yeah, if the governor is going to shut you down, then shut down her Capitol with gridlock.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
The left and their globalist controllers openly warned us in the last year, you keep supporting Trump and not letting China deindustrialize you, well, we're going to kill the economy and do it all at once. The whole time they were setting us up for their plan. Now they're angry, so they've used the COVID-19 virus that Fauci publicly transferred under Obama in 2012 to communist China to create fear to shut down our economy. And the corporate media and the blue cities and the blue states have all said America's never reopening. Never, 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 because you have to be taught that you're bad and that America's dead. Yeah, China was supposed to win the trade war, but since they didn't, working with the deep state, they just launched a bioweapon attack that Obama and Fauci cooked up. And now Fauci's your god. Doesn't matter if he's all over the news engineering the whole attack. He is the boss. He is the king. Do not leave your house, American trash. It's over. America's over. Your children and your guns and your money belong to us. Ah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We just showed you some clips from Operation Gridlock in Michigan, and they really did shut down the roads. People in their cars, honking their horns, and the people were trying to be, you know, trying to appease the tyrants and say, please, you know, stay in your cars, keep your social distancing and all this kind of stuff. We have to be careful, folks, that as G.K. Chesterton warned us, it's the progressives who make the mistakes and the conservatives who make them permanent. Let's not let them make the rules for us. A lot of this, and there's still a lot of fear, unwarranted fear, on the side of Republicans. They keep pushing out these cooked numbers, and I'm going to play this for you, what a doctor has pointed out, basically saying what I've been saying. I hadn't seen what he had to put out there. It's like, son of a gun, I'm not even a doctor. But you don't need to be a doctor to understand how these people are lying to you. They've been doing this forever. It's the first time they've gotten away with this type of thing. It's politically motivated. There is agenda behind it. The question is, why is Trump going along with it? Why is he allowing this to happen? You know, we have Whitmer, who is wringing her hands. You know, she said, hey, it's not a big deal. You know, we got snow on the ground. It's snowing out there. And these people showed up in the snow. We got snow. That's going to keep people from being able to plant and grow food. So why do you care when I tell you that you can't? Because it's the principle of the thing. Do you understand we had an American Revolution here because of a 3% tax on tea? It wasn't an onerous tax. Look at the taxes that we have now. It was the principle involved. We had a Boston Tea Party because of the principle. We fought a war because of the principle. We fought against Santa Anna because of the principle. But Whitmer is out there and she's very upset. She said, I saw someone handing out candy to little kids barehanded. Can you imagine what a crime in America that somebody would hand out candy barehanded to kids who are also barehanded? I was just telling my wife last night, you know, we're watching some stuff. I said, you know, they have hammered everybody, even me, so much that I watch pictures of just ordinary life going on, whether it's in a movie or whether it's in news of, you know, days gone by 2 months ago. And I see pictures of people standing next to each other, talking to each other, hugging each other, handshaking each other. It's like, whoa, they don't have masks on. They're not keeping their distance. It has a psychological effect on you. They are hammering you with this over and over again. And now that they don't produce the bodies in sufficient numbers, they're going to cook the books on this. Like I pointed out yesterday, NPR, brought to you by a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, NPR says, look at this, we've had a spike in deaths in New York, and all the mainstream media is all putting that out there. Even Drudge puts it up. Look at this. As they say, they're shutting it down. There's a spike in deaths in New York City. Just talking about easing up on some of the restrictions, as Cuomo did, that's enough to cause a spike in the deaths. You know why that's enough to cause a spike in the deaths? It isn't that the coronavirus is listening to Cuomo and looking at this and say, oh, better, hey, guys, you know, start multiplying here. They're talking about taking the controls off of the people. No, it's because the CDC and these people who are cooking the statistics are saying, look, we've got new rules here that we want you to apply in New York. You know, if anybody dies and you haven't tested them for coronavirus, still presume it to be a COVID-19 death. The untested dead, they've got armies of zombie corpses that they have enrolled in their PSYOP war against you. 10,000 in a day. You know, they just resurrected them as COVID-19 deaths. Look, every death is a tragedy. But they haven't cried any crocodile tears over the people who are dying of heart disease. Actually, that's gone down considerably because now the people who die of heart disease, people who die of regular flu, those will all be counted as COVID-19. We'll be right back.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Mishon Maddock, chair of the 11th District Republican Committee in Michigan, an organizer of the road rally that they call Operation Gridlock, said numerous outdoor jobs like landscaping, nurseries, I mean, you got one person out there, tending to the plants. Anyway, landscaping, nurseries, excavation, lawn services are shut down. Heart surgeries are banned as non-essential, but abortion clinics remain open. Construction, including some road repair, is shut down, though other neighboring states are not doing that. He also said, another participant said, I have quite a few friends who work in construction, landscaping, lawn maintenance. They can't work, yet the state can work. Anybody in the government, whatever you're doing, that's essential. What's not essential are the middle class jobs, because we have to destroy the middle class. You understand, destroying the middle class, forcing austerity, putting everybody on a government handout where everybody gets the same amount of money. Isn't that communism? By any other name, you call it universal basic income, and now we're not supposed to notice that this is communism? It is classic, classic communism, destroying the middle class and giving everybody a government income, the same income, and no opportunity to ever change your social class. There you go. That's the cartoon. Universal basic income. Sign up here. And so, you know, you can go in the place where there's no work, but you get free stuff. And that's what we're all signing up for. That's what Trump has put into place. Trump is the one who pushed the guidelines, the recommendations. Let me tell you, I put it on a tweet today. I said, look, guidelines equal, recommendations equals guidelines equals orders. That's the way it's being treated. It's being treated as if it was a martial law order. They haven't declared martial law. They don't call it an executive order, but everybody is saying, well, because President Trump said this and because the CDC said it, I'm doing it. And that powers me, right? It's an echo chamber. And it all begins at the top with President Fauci. Anyway, one other person said, we have bills to pay. The stores that are open, Walmart, that's ridiculous. That's why we're here. And that's why they're doing this, folks. It is to eliminate the bourgeoisie, you in the middle class. We will remind the globalist elites in Lansing that it is a citizen's right to make a complaint to or to seek the assistance of one's government without fear of punishment or reprisal, said the group. They said Governor Whitmer is not budging on her order, reports the local WWJ News. It will be in effect through April 30th. And she says that it is science-based. Science-based. See, they have science, just like AOC said. Well, you know, because of, science. Let me tell you something. It's not patriotism that is the last refuge of a scoundrel anymore. It's science. Science. And people who don't understand science. Listen to me, I have a degree. Didn't we hear, how many times we hear that about climate change, right? I speak against this. I talk about how, the CDC, Statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics, and we have, you know, lies, damn lies, and CDC statistics. I get letters from people, I'm a doctor, you're not, shut up. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't need to have your permission to talk about statistics. And I think perhaps I took more statistics and math than you did, because I'm an engineer. I don't care about credentials. Don't lecture me about math. You don't understand the first thing about human nature. Are you human? Do you understand anything about human nature? Do you understand anything about your nature, the nature of power, what it does to human beings? All you need to be is a human being. You don't need to be a lawyer to talk about the Constitution. I don't need a court, especially a Supreme Court, to interpret the Constitution. It's written in English. I can read it for myself. The CDC statistics are written in math. I can read it for myself, and more importantly, I can take a look at the models. I can take a look at the data, and just like the climate change stuff, the models don't mean anything if the assumptions are bad and the data is rigged, and they've rigged their data, and they just rigged it again in a big way, but most of the media is not telling you how they're getting these death spikes in their reports. So Whitmer says, yeah, I saw somebody handing out candy, little kids barehanded. I saw people who gassed up on the way here. They grabbed a bite on the way home. We know this is endangering people. Let me tell you who's endangering people. Whitmer is endangering people. She's going to starve people, and she's going to start a war. We've got other people speaking to Maddock, who was one of the people organizing it, told Fox News, quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. Ah, that's one to make a meme out of. Every person has learned a harsh lesson, he said, about social distancing. We don't need a nanny state to tell people how to be careful. Well, I think we've learned too much of a lesson about social distancing. You have to understand, if you really understand what's going on here, it's not about social distancing. It's about Constitution distancing. It's about getting so far away from the Constitution that not even you can see it anymore. So I put a hashtag out there. Make that go viral. Constitution distancing. Hashtag Constitution distancing. Operation Gridlock was one of many demonstrations planned across the country to push back on the stay-at-home orders. In Washington, you've got Matt Shea, always up front where it counts. Representative Matt Shea. Good for him. Labeled, of course, for doing that by AP as a far-right politician. No, he's just right. He's just correct. Spokane, Washington, kicked out of his Republican Party caucus. Yeah, that's right. What's that tell you about the Republican Party? There are a few people like Matt Shea. For the most part, the Republican Party needs to be kicked out. He labels the coronavirus as a foreign bioweapon. He accuses Marxists of using the pandemic to advance totalitarianism. Well, it's not Marxism, right? If you shut down all the small businesses, the mom and pops, you keep the big crony capitalists open. That's not Marxism, is it? Yeah, actually it is. It's exactly what China has done. You know, China has a kind of mixture of economic fascism with communism. People call them Chi-Coms. The people in Hong Kong call them fascists. Why? Because fascism, you know, Hitler called himself a socialist, right? Stalin called himself a socialist. What Hitler wanted to do, however, he didn't want to run the companies. He wanted the companies to run for him. So he basically said, look, we'll let them continue to make the bombs and the planes and so forth, and let IG Farben make the poison. And then when we get to the end of all this, then we will slit their throats and I'll take control. And he mocked Stalin for saying, yeah, he took over the companies from the very beginning and kicked out the people who know how to make things work. He's an idiot. You don't do that until the last step. That's the difference, folks, between fascism and communism. And that's why the communists in China are really fascists. It's kind of a mixture of that. And that's what's going on here, by the way. You've got the kind of economic fascism. Where's Antifa on this, by the way? Oh, yeah, that's right. No, they're just hardcore, Leninists. They don't get it. But they are working. It's crony capitalism writ large. Make sure you keep the big banks open. You keep government open, and you keep the big corporations open. They will work with you to get rid of the middle class. You make everybody poor. You put them on a government handout, and you give them all exactly the same amount of money. But that's, don't call that Marxism. If you call that Marxism, you're just kind of crazy. Well, Matt Shea is right. It is Marxism. And across the U.S., writes AP, across the U.S., elected officials from Pennsylvania to Oklahoma, suspicious of big government, outraged with orders to close churches, gun stores, and other businesses deemed to be non-essential. Well, also, you might also point out, AP, restaurants, hairstylists, you know, landscape businesses, people who are working by themselves outside in the great outdoors who have families to support. Yeah, those are also considered to be non-essential. Why? Because they're not government, they're not law enforcement, they're not banks, and they're not the medical establishment, the big pharmaceutical companies and the doctors who shill for them. Who, these same people telling you all this, they were prescribing opioids just a few months ago to everybody.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who are now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. I didn't do a plug last hour, and I'm, you know, the things that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, that's what keeps this program going. It's not snake oil, by the way. For example, Winter Sun, our vitamin D, and that's now back in stock, and we're not gouging people on the price. You know, such demand on it that it was out of stock, and we're able to get supplies of that back in. But instead of raising the price, we still have it discounted at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read you something from the former head of the CDC, Dr. Tom Frieden. Frieden, I guess is the way he pronounced his name, Frieden. He published an op-ed piece on Fox News March 24th, 2020. The title of the article was, Coronavirus Infection Risk May Be Reduced by Vitamin D. Here's what he had to say. This is the CDC, the former head of the CDC, March 24th this year. So there's many crackpot claims about miracle cures that are floating around, but the science supports the possibility, although not the proof, that vitamin D may strengthen the immune system, particularly those people who have vitamin D levels that are low. Vitamin D supplementation reduces the risk of respiratory infection. It regulates cytokine production and can limit the risk of other viruses such as influenza. A respiratory infection can result in a cytokine storm, a vicious cycle in which our inflammatory cells damage organs throughout the body. This is what happens with autoimmune disease. It increases mortality for those with COVID-19. Adequate vitamin D may potentially provide some modest protection for vulnerable populations. Right now, we don't know if vitamin D deficiency plays any role in the severity of COVID-19, but given the high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in this country, it is safe to recommend that people get proper daily dosage of vitamin D. Most people's bodies manufacture vitamin D in the skin when exposed to the sun. After 15 minutes a day of direct sunlight, it's sufficient for most people's bodies to manufacture enough vitamin D. People with darker skin need longer exposure to sunlight to manufacture the same amount, because vitamin D is not really a I'm telling you, this is not him talking. This is not, I'm reading to you from the former chief of the CDC. This is my comment. Vitamin D is a hormone, because that's what's produced by your body. So it's not technically a vitamin. It's actually a misnaming. But anyway, in winter, people in northern latitudes may not be able to make vitamin D from sunlight. Hence, we called it winter sun. You get it? winter sun. Sunscreen lengthens the exposure time that is needed, and many people then need vitamin D supplementation. That's the former head of the CDC writing March 24th of this year. You know, furthermore, the NIH has said, and we're talking about immune system and a healthy immune system. Not only does he say, you know, it vitamin D helps to regulate the immune system and the production of cytokines to keep it from going haywire and creating a cytokine storm that damages the body, which is one of the effects of not just coronavirus, but a lot of different viruses. But the NIH has done studies about people who have autoimmune disease, and one of the things that they found was that virtually all of them had a vitamin D deficiency when autoimmune disease began. And then they found that if they would supplement with vitamin D, that it would largely mitigate the problems, the pain and the other symptoms that came along with the vitamin D. This is something from the NIH, something from the CDC. As a matter of fact, an NIH health specialist on March 25th, the very next day, an article on MedPage Today, Dr. John C. Umha, said, as a public health specialist at the NIH, National Institutes of Health, you know, where Fauci hangs out, I outlined how a lack of sun-induced vitamin D in the winter and early spring leads to epidemic acute respiratory infections. And this probably includes viruses like COVID-19. That review, cited almost 1,000 times, argued that groups with low vitamin D levels, the obese, the elderly, those with dark skin, may require 5,000 IU of vitamin D each day to protect against viral respiratory infection. Again, winter sun, that's why we call it winter sun. Winter sun, our vitamin D3, it's in a liquid format, easy to take, easy for your body to assimilate, and it is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get back to the protests that are happening. So we have AP referring to anybody who pushes back against this. And let's talk about it. Novel coronavirus. This is unprecedented, right? No, actually, the coronavirus is not unprecedented. It is not as lethal as they claim it is with their statistics. I'll tell you what is lethal and what is novel, and that is the political responses that we've had being pushed by Fauci and President Trump from the top down. As AP is looking at this, they said, well, you know, these shutdowns reinforce the long-held beliefs by some that governments would eventually use a national emergency to limit civil liberties. Imagine that. Imagine we were right when we told you. And who is it that is writing the rules for recovery now? FEMA. FEMA. Remember President Trump? He's been saying, you know, even in the same press conference, he'll say completely contradictory things. I played for you the clip yesterday. We said, well, we're going to let the governors decide what they're going to do and so forth and so on. But, you know, if they decide, if they're coming from an area where there's a lot of deaths as reported and defined by the CDC, if they're coming from an area where there's a lot of deaths and everything, they say, well, open up, we're going to say, no, you're not going to do that. We'll say, you're not going to do that. So what is it, President Trump? You're going to give the governors the, let them exercise the Ninth and Tenth Amendment? Or are you going to override that part of the Constitution as well? Got to make up your mind. Got to make up your mind. I mean, he just, in one one response to one reporter's question, he gives you completely, well, I'm going to let the governors decide, but then if I don't like their choice, I'm going to decide. And then we're going to lean on them to test everybody that's coming into or leaving their states. TSA. TSA on the roads. TSA on the interstate. I mean, this is, I thought it was bad. So I'm part of that generation that wanted Nixon impeached because he had the audacity to impose speed limits nationally, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Yeah, you know, we built the interstate so we can control the interstate. We're going to tell you what to do on the interstate and so forth. And what do? He used the idea of money, right? We're going to limit your funds. If you don't do what I say, I know that I don't have the authority as president, said Nixon. I don't have the authority to tell you what to do, but I'll give you some guidelines for how fast I'd like you to travel. I'll give you some recommendations. And if you choose to ignore my guidelines and recommendations, then I'll cut your funding. How is that different from what President Trump's doing? Well, in principle, it's the same. And so we should have thrown, Nixon should have been impeached for that alone. But of course, he did a lot of other things. He took us off the gold standard. He had secret wars. He created the EPA. He created the Energy Department. He did so many wonderful things. Wage and price controls as well. To stop inflation. Didn't do it. Gerald Ford was then handing out buttons, whip inflation now. Yeah, we were the ones who told you that FEMA was going to be, they were going to have a false flag national emergency and they were going to use it to essentially enact martial law. But, you know, we were the crazy conspiracy theorists. And even though it's really happening now, AP says, those people, they're just far right lunatics.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate, and everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come.
So be the polar bears you are.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release, to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as the AP says, these shutdowns have reinforced long-held beliefs by some, by me, that the governments would eventually use the false flag of a national emergency to limit civil liberties. Now, they don't say false flag. I do. And if you don't think this is happening, then maybe you haven't read the plan from the CDC and FEMA that was leaked by the Washington Post. Because in that plan, what they described was another two more weeks of propaganda. They called it intensive communication and so forth. We got to communicate with the American people that we're about to let them out. Now, stay calm, children. I'm about to open the doors. I don't want any screaming from anybody. I don't want anybody running to the doors. No pushing, no shoving. Keep your distance from each other. And then that will be followed by another 2 weeks of intensive manufacturing of tests and masks. That will be followed by another 180 days of you wearing your cone of shame, your mask, if you want to get out. Because it's essential for you to learn submission. You know, that ear tag that Eric Peters talks about. for all the COVID cows out there. Just take the livestock and put the tag in their ear. Or wear your cone of shame. And it really doesn't matter to anybody. My wife didn't have a mask, and she had to go into one of the stores. And I said, well, I'm not going in any store. And it was something we needed. So she said, well, I've got some kind of cloth here. I'll put that over my face. And it was fine, you know. They don't care if it's a real mask or not, because that's not the point. This is not about science. This is not about germs, Mike. Yes, we know germs exist. Do you know that politicians exist? Do you understand anything about human nature? Yeah, it's a cone of shame. It's about learning submission. And maybe a lot of people haven't learned about the nature of politics and what these people really been up to for a long time. Been telling you this is going to happen for a long time, and now it's here. As Matt Shea said, quarantine is only supposed to be for sick people, not mandatory for healthy, law-abiding people. That's right. If you lock up sick people, that's called quarantine. If you lock up healthy people, that's called tyranny. Otherwise, he said, constitutionally and legally, that starts creeping into martial law territory. Yeah, Matt is a little bit more diplomatic. I'll just say it is de facto martial law. In northern Idaho, you have... even though that's a Republican governor, and this is an exception. In most places, Republicans don't criticize other Republicans, no matter how bad this is. Like I said, you know, we got a Republican governor who shut down all the small businesses. But he came back and he lifted some of the shutdown orders of local officials on churches. And he said, and gun stores, you can't get shut down gun stores and churches. And all the Republicans are like, all right, we're good with that. You can shut down all the restaurants and you can destroy the landscapers' businesses and, you know, the guy who needs to support his seven kids. We're going to make him a poverty, handout beggar, homeless on the street with his seven kids. That's fine. Just keep the gun stores open and the churches open, except at least the gun stores will open when you give them permission. The churches won't do it. They don't have the courage. They don't have the commitment. Isn't that amazing? You know, they let the gun stores and the churches stay open. The churches don't show up. It's just amazing to me. That's where we are, folks. That's why we have this situation. Bonner County Sheriff Darrell Wheeler in northern Idaho demanded in a letter that Republican Governor Brad Little reconsider his statewide stay-home decree. Wheeler's letter questioned the reliability of the World Health Organization's coronavirus information and said, now is the time to reinstate our Constitution. That's right, folks. Hashtag Constitution distancing. That's what's going on here. You can request those that are sick to stay home, wrote Wheeler, but at the same time, you must release the rest of us to go on about our normal business. Well, you know, if we must be released, that means, therefore, that we are under house arrest, like I pointed out yesterday. If you got these cops in Australia looking for people who are camping out remotely on the beach, and they're so far away from anybody else that you got to use a helicopter. And in some cases, they couldn't even land the helicopter and get to them, so they had to land the helicopter and go hike to them and tell them, you got to go home. Well, then it's not about social distancing. It's about house arrest, right? Pennsylvania, where Republican State Representative Daryl Metcalf blasted Democrat Governor Tom Wolf for crying wolf. You are not elected to be our master or dictator, but a servant leader in the executive branch. You have no authority to imprison any citizen in their home. Good for him. Darrell Metcalf in Pennsylvania knows what this is about. In North Dakota, Republican Assemblyman Rick Becker pushed back against the closure of businesses and schools ordered by Republican Governor Doug Burgum. And Republican Assemblyman Rick Becker is not just a state representative. He is also a doctor, Dr. Becker. Dr. Becker said government itself is going to be causing far more damage to America by its reaction to coronavirus than the coronavirus itself. Oh, wait a minute. I heard somebody else say that on this very program. Maybe it was me. Back in January, I said, look at what they're doing. You know what? Whether there is a reason for China to be doing that or not, it's going to hurt them more to do what they're doing. And then I said it with Italy. And then I said, and now that everybody sees it with Italy, they're saying, we got to do this in all the European nations and in the U.S. And I said, that's going to be even worse. And now the doctor is saying that. Trust him. He's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about. I don't know because I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. I don't know anything about anything, right? Facebook group in Michigan that pushed through this has got 45,000 followers additionally yesterday. They're now up to 310,000 people in Michigan, people who ordered or who organized, rather, this Operation Gridlock. That is about 4% of the state's adult population, part of this Operation Gridlock. Let's take a look at North Carolina, because the revolt is spreading. Yes, government is revolting. Why aren't you? North Carolina's Raleigh police, I tweeted out this morning, say that protesting the lockdown is non-essential. That's right. Protesting is a non-essential activity. That's what they put up on their Facebook post. I said First Amendment Bill of Rights have been considered to be optional by our masters for quite some time. Now they are non-essential, which is this the new name, the new euphemism for prohibited. Anything that is non-essential is prohibited, right? Oh, yeah. Look, we have to understand that what they say are recommendations become guidelines. The guidelines become orders. It's just a beard, folks, to get rid of the Constitution. One person commented on that, said they've always believed this, but now the masses are screaming at the kings and the queens for their chains. More chains, tighter chains. The masters are happy to oblige, and still the masses are holding banners and signs of the king as freedom dies. And they're shining the boots of tyranny, writes Will Actual. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Will. That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, above him, Tim O'Neill said the New Jersey governor said on Tucker Carlson that he didn't think of the Bill of Rights when he had issued the executive order. Of course, they don't even consider it. So in Raleigh, they come up, and as one writer, Legal Insurrection pointed out, Mary Chastain, the 14th Amendment makes the Bill of Rights applicable to the states through the Due Process Clause, right? When you look at this statement from the police there in Raleigh, what they had to say was, under these current and temporary declarations, protesting is not listed as an essential function. So if they don't give it to you, everything is prohibited unless they expressly permit it. But, you know, if you look at the First Amendment, it says, you know, things like, well, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peacefully assemble. And as Chastain points out, you want more libertarians? This is how you get more libertarians. I hope that's true. I hope we do wake up. I hope we do take off the partisan blinders. I hope we do stop cheering people because they got an R behind their name or because their name is Trump. You had protesters in Raleigh reopen North Carolina tyranny, and they arrested a woman, Monica Ussery, 51, Holly Springs. She faces a charge of violating an executive order. Good for you. Good for you. That is, show her picture. That is the face of somebody who understands freedom.
Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And, of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshippers in your face. They hate you and your family. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else.
Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
The World Health Organization, run by the Chi-Com murderers, and World Citizen are giving you the World at Home extravaganza with all the dried up, pathetic, evil, twisted Hollywood music crap force-fed at you and your family. So stay at home, you dirty, filthy Americans. China's open for business, you aren't. And watch open satanic rituals with Lady Gaga and all these other losers stumbling around. Again, force-fed to you and your family. It's all for one world at home. The carbon tax, you're shut down. Your way of life has been canceled by the globalists. They're coming with forced inoculations, implantable microchips, and total medical tyranny to take over your life. You are now non-essential. You are now non-essential. The New World Order got you where they want you, and now they're going to slowly kill you and suck all the money out of you. Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you can go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state, saying we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, the question is, as I said, if these people let us out, or if we take it back, and this really what's going to happen, we're going to have to do that. They're going to hold this over us. Again, the plan from the CDC and from FEMA is another 2 weeks of propaganda, another 2 weeks of preparation. It gives them a month to make tests and to get masks out to people and tests out to people. And then you're going to have to wear those masks, take those tests in order to travel. And that's going to be for at least another 6 months, another 180 days, according to the FEMA takeover plan and the CDC. I think we need to call the CDC. It's not the Center for Disease Control. It's the centralized dictatorship control is really what this thing has become. But if they were to let us out, and if we were to start the economy, are people going to be too afraid to go back to work? I mean, that's going to be the key thing, right? I mean, they can say, all right, everything is off, but people have become so frightened. I mean, I've had multiple people sending me stories about how people hate them. And this is before you had the guy down in a Florida grocery store arrested and charged because he threatened to shoot people, but they weren't wearing a mask. I don't know if it was a legitimate threat, if he had the means to do that or not, but the police said we're going to take all those kinds of threats seriously. But think about that. I mean, you know, the anger that we're seeing from people, they have been so frightened and they've been so gaslighted by the CDC statistics, by the media pushing this out there. Look at this. We've had a spike in the number of deaths. Yeah, because they're counting anybody that died is dying from COVID-19. It's just the definition of their COVID-19 death that they changed to give 10,000 more people who died in New York. I mean, you've got hospitals talking about how they're having to fire 500 nurses and staff because they're not allowed to do elective surgery, and that includes, in many cases, heart surgery. They're not allowed to do that. The hospitals are empty. The hospital ships are empty, as President Trump said yesterday. Look, we put up an emergency hospital in New York. They didn't need it. I'm glad they didn't need it, but they didn't need it. The Navy ship, they didn't need there. They didn't need it in L.A. either. We gave them all these ventilators, and, you know, Cuomo went on a drama queen rant. Governor Cuomo, of course, his brother does that all the time. But Governor Cuomo, I got only 400 ventilators here, and I need 30,000. What good is 400? Well, he put the 400 in storage because he didn't need those either. That's a good thing. Because it turns out, as they were talking about Boris Johnson, you know, 80% of the people they put on ventilators die. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that the ventilators are killing them, but it doesn't mean that they're helping them either, does it? I mean, you're pretty bad condition when they put you on a ventilator. Nevertheless, it doesn't seem to be helping anybody. But the government, the federal government, has incentivized that. You diagnose somebody with, as we had a doctor and a state representative point out, and he was also a, you know, I think he was in Michigan. He said, you diagnose somebody with COVID-19, you get $13,000 from the federal government. If you put them on a ventilator, you get $39,000. Now, think about that. That adds up to $52,000. How much does a ventilator cost? I think it's pretty outrageous. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a very complex machine. Maybe they've got to go through a long process to get the FDA to approve them. Maybe they've got to put money in the bank accounts of a lot of FDA officials. I don't know what the deal is, but it's $50,000 for a ventilator. But if you diagnose somebody with COVID-19 and put them on a ventilator, you get $52,000. You're already in the black. And then, guess what? They are also going to be charging that patient or their insurance company. And they'll be charging them not only for the room and the bed and all that stuff and the nurses and the doctors, but they'll also be charging them on a daily basis for the use of the ventilator. But they already got $2,000 more than the ventilator cost. I mean, that's a pretty good business to be in, don't you think? Would you like to be in a business where you can rent something and the first time you rent it, you make a profit? You recoup your profits right away, instantly? This is a scam, folks. You can get upset about, and you should get upset, about how Wall Street is making out like bandits. Who would have thought that would happen with this massive giveaway from President Trump? But be aware of what's going on with the medical community. Why do you think the medical community is lined up so solidly behind Fauci? They're making money hand over fist, just like Jeff Bezos, just like Wall Street and the hedge funds, who have now redefined themselves as being small businesses because, you know, hey, they got less than 500 people at each one of these offices where they sell you stuff. As President Trump has come out, and I was happy to see him say that he was going to shut down the funding of the World Health Organization. And we've had very angry responses, of course, from Bill Gates. Well, you know, Bill Gates, this is just chump change, Bill. I mean, we're talking about $400-500 million. I mean, that's nothing to you. Why don't you just make it up, right? You've also got Jimmy Carter coming out and criticizing that. Jimmy Carter criticizing that. Where is Jimmy Carter about the plight of the small farmers that are being put out of business, or the small restaurant owners, or the small landscapers? Oh, he didn't care about that. It's like, what is the matter with Trump? He's not given $500 million to the World Health Organization that we use to take the jobs of all these people. Let me play a video clip for you. Guys, let's get video clip number 3. This is a farmer in Florida, a report by the local news down there, destroying his crops because of the World Health Organization's false pandemic. Here's video clip number 3.
What this tractor is doing is they're literally destroying zucchini and squash. This has been devastating for farmers here in Florida. The owner of this farm is Sam Marcusio. His family has been working this land since 1948, and he says that this is devastating. It all started a few weeks ago when schools and restaurants started closing and the supply chains got completely severed. He said that since then, about 70% of his acreage has had to be destroyed. Yes, they are sending food and produce to food banks and food lines, but there is just too much excess, he says. And here's the other bad news. There is no insurance, he says. But he says that at some point, the federal government has to kick in, do something in order for them to have a better future. Here's what he said. Take a listen.
It's going to be a bloodbath. We need to have consumers demand Florida produce. And then as it moves up the chain, they have to demand American produce. We are still dumping squash in the field, and our competitors from south of the border in Mexico are continuing to ship across the border. I think it needs to stop immediately.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the farmer. 1948, his family's been doing that since 1948, family farm. And now they have been turned into paupers, into beggars. The only way they're going to get out of this, they're going to be bankrupt unless the federal government gives them money. They're destroying small businesses, small farms, restaurants, landscapers, across the hairstylists, whatever, across the country, the middle class. And they now need a handout to survive. And he's giving away 30% to the food banks, but he doesn't have any way that he can give all of it away to the food banks, right? So he's just plowing it under. 70% of it he's just plowing under. The food banks, meanwhile, are getting massive numbers of people showing up because they've all lost their jobs as well. We've just created an instant depression with this. Absolutely unprecedented, absolutely unnecessary. No matter what you believe, if you believe what the CDC is saying, you think that they're telling you the truth, then let me tell you that what we're doing is we're creating a problem that makes it even impossible for us to deal with the pandemic if you think the pandemic is for real. But Jimmy Carter, again, no sympathy for the farmers. Jimmy Carter is saying the WHO is the only international organization capable of leading the effort to control this virus. We got to have this. It's got to be an international thing. It's got to be a globalist agenda. That's why Bill Gates is saying that as well. And, you know, we provide 22% of the World Health Organization's budget. Plus, we give them bonuses because we love them so much. President Trump has said that he will stop sending the money pending an investigation. There's the caveat. I've heard President Trump say he's going to get out of Afghanistan at some point in time. I heard him say he's going to get out of Syria. I heard him say he's going to close the border pending an investigation. I don't have the authority to close the border. A federal judge told me that. But when it comes to what he wants to do this way, well, I have absolute total authority. Well, which is it, President Trump? I don't know. I hope he does it. Quite frankly, I hope he does. But I've gotten to the point where I really don't believe anything that President Trump has to say. Really don't. I've heard him talk out of his mouth, both sides of his mouth, and the answering one question. I mean, just, you know, Tuesday, press conference. Played it for you yesterday in full. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what we're seeing going on here. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at how this is spreading internationally, even in Germany, because, you know, in Germany, they don't need Goodwin's Law. They've already seen the application of Nazism and authoritarian totalitarianism. They saw it with the Nazis and with the Stasis. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and
wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots the tea.
We have 39 elderly Texans successfully complete hydroxychloroquine treatment for COVID-19, says a doctor in Dallas. The report is out of Dallas. This happened in Galveston County nursing home last week. It was one of the first big tests of hydroxychloroquine in Texas. The doctor, Dr. Robin Armstrong, medical director at the resort at Texas City, said, I thought the risk of seeing 15% of the people in that nursing home die was just not acceptable. You know, this is what Fauci had said 13 years ago. And, in 2013. He said, you know, we got some off-the-market drugs. You know, let's just, why wouldn't somebody try? If you're a doctor, why wouldn't you try this stuff? And isn't it interesting how, you know, when nobody was saying anything at all, it was being reported widely in the press about hydroxychloroquine. Nobody would say anything. President Trump says, well, you know what, hydroxychloroquine, I think that's going to be a game changer. And Fauci gets up, oh, we can't say that. I mean, we have to go through these processes. The FDA has to approve it for that particular use. We got to do science. You don't understand science. You just do science. And yet, 7 years ago, 2013, Fauci had said the same thing this doctor said. It's not, you're going to let your patient die? You're not going to use a drug that somebody else has told you might help them? Why wouldn't you do that? 56 residents at this senior facility in Galveston County contracted COVID-19. 39 of them gave him permission to treat them with hydroxychloroquine pills. Most of the patients have done well. And, you know, I think that that is suggestive that the medication is helpful. Yeah, you think? it's just anecdotal. And so since it's just anecdotal, would say Fauci and the FDA today, 7 years later, after he said something differently before, because it's anecdotal, we should let them die until the FDA says that we can do that. What about when you say most of the patients? He said, well, I would say all the patients have done well. On Sunday, those 39 patients finished 5 days of treatment with hydroxychloroquine. He said no one experienced any side effects. Let me repeat that, because we've had a lot of scare articles being put up about people. Look at this, what it did to their heart and so forth. And when you read that article, it said chloroquine. It said it is similar like hydroxychloroquine, but it's not the same, right? I mean, there's chloroquine, there's hydroxychloroquine, there's the stuff that you put in your fish tank. You might want to go to a doctor or at least a pharmacist and make sure you got the right stuff and the right dosage. I mean, you know, it's not a blanket thing, but that's where you need the doctor's help, is in that type of thing. But whether or not you're able to take a medication, that ought to be a decision that's between you and the doctor. The doctor helps you to work out what the dosage is and so forth, and to inform you of what the side effects are. Then you, as a patient, needs to make that decision. Not some bureaucrat in Washington. Not the mainstream media lying to you. So we got one patient now that goes back and forth. He says he's an older gentleman, but we've been nursing him through the process, and he's getting better. Two patients who received hydroxychloroquine had to go to the hospital for unrelated symptoms, he said. A woman had a fall. Oh, well, you know, hey, look, if the CDC sees that, if she falls, hits her head, and dies, and they already know that she had COVID-19, that is a COVID-19 death. I mean, I'm not joking. This is the way the CDC does it. And probably if you got people who are elderly in a nursing home and they die, you're going to presume that it's COVID-19, right? That's what they just did to spike the death rate in New York City by 10,000. Just count everybody that died. Yeah, if you can make some kind of, you know, if they had heart condition or they had respiratory issues or whatever. Well, we know that's always associated with COVID-19, or if it seemed like it was the flu, any kind of respiratory disease. Any kind of heart disease, Just call it COVID-19. Bingo. 10,000 people, and everybody sees the headlines. And it's like, lock everybody down. You people out there without a mask, I'm going to kill you. I mean, people are shouting at us for not having masks. People writing me, people shouting at them. I mean, it's amazing. The slave mentality out there. We'll be right back.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading to you about the 39 elderly patients in a rest home. They completed a 5-day treatment. The doctor said none of them experienced any side effects. After 5 days, they're cured. I said, yeah, we had a couple of the other patients had to go to the hospital. One of the ladies fell. but had nothing to do with this. When this hydroxychloroquine came out, said the doctor, I was a bit skeptical because I know the World Health Organization actually was not initially including it in their study because they didn't think it was effective. And this article from WFAA says Democrats have correctly cautioned that hydroxychloroquine remains unproven for treating the coronavirus. See, this has become political. They don't want a cure. They don't want a cure because they want you to take the vaccine. I've got a clip here of a St. Louis doctor that I want you to hear. It's a rant about how we are being fed a load of COVID-19, let's just call it BS. He's a little bit more explicit. Here's the doctor from St. Louis, video clip number 2.
I just am so frustrated. Like, as a doctor, it's my job to take care of my community. That's my job. You doctors that are watching this, and I see a lot of you right here. Why are you not getting loud? I just told you the fake news about the kid in Louisiana. There was a baby that was born 22 weeks early because the mother had tested positive for COVID-19, went into distress, forced to go into labor, and the baby died. And the headlines were baby dies of coronavirus. Now, did you guys see earlier last week or late last week, there was a story out of Connecticut where the governor came out, tweeted and said, an infant died in Connecticut of coronavirus. And then the parents came out and said, no, my child did not die of coronavirus. My child had an accident at home and died from that. It is just crazy. Please, you guys, go back and watch this, share this, because I promise you this video is going to get removed today. I promise you that there's no way in hell the powers that be are going to let this video get out. I promise you. And by the way, I can promise you this. Next month, I'm going to get more audits from the IRS, from the insurance companies, from Medicare, and everybody else, because
right,
when a doctor speaks up and speaks out about the truth,
right,
the powers that be come after the doctor to suppress him and shut him up.
This is a real doctor. You should listen to him.
I'm not saying that COVID-19 is not a real deal. I'm not saying it's not a virus. It sure is. We don't have a cure for it, just like we don't have a cure for the cold or the cure for the flu or anything else. And oh, by the way, don't you think it's really interesting if you look at the stats of how not right now all the COVID-19 coronavirus deaths are rising? Guess what's dropping massively? Deaths from pneumonia, deaths from the flu, and deaths from heart disease and heart attacks. Don't you think it's a bit ironic? What, are people not dying from heart attacks anymore? Are people not dying from pneumonia? Are they not dying from the flu? Nope, apparently COVID-19 and coronavirus fixed that. So now every person that dies now, for the most part, is getting labeled toe-tag with COVID-19 coronavirus. Think about that, people. I don't know what to tell you other than it's crazy. And every one of you better share this information with everybody on your contact list. And when I get done, you should start a watch party about this. You can get zinc glycinate still. You can get quinine still. You can get Schweppes tonic water still. You need to be rocking that stuff out. Yes, you can get vitamin C. Yes, you can get all these other products. Yes, you can get D. But I'm telling you right now, that zinc and that quinine is a game changer. That's what's being used, and you need to use this preventatively in your life as well.
That's right. You hear that? Listen to him. He's a real doctor. And I say he's a real doctor, not just because he's got a degree. There are people who have medical degrees who are getting paid $52,000 to diagnose somebody with COVID-19 and then put them on a respirator. I mean, they could have other respiratory issues. You know, they got to be put on a ventilator. They get, you know, $39,000 to be put on the ventilator. And if they say their respiratory issue is COVID-19, they get another $13,000. They've just paid for their $50,000 ventilator, and they got a $2,000 profit. And if you don't think that the people at the top, at these hospitals, at these, big university researches, where they're research institutes, where they're getting government grants, and they're on the government teat all the time, you don't think these people are going to push this narrative from Fauci? It's all about their power. The people who care, like this doctor in Galveston County, I think it was the one in Texas that did the 39 rest home issues, and this doctor in St. Louis, those are the people who really care. Or Dr. Zelenko in New York. You know, he's there in a small, close-knit community of Hasidic Jews. And it's like, I'm not going to let my people die. So he does some research. He finds three countries where they're already using hydroxychloroquine. And he says, yeah, and they're also using it with azithromycin. And and I know that zinc is antiviral, just like you heard this doctor stress. Zinc, 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 right? And they don't really care. These are doctors who will face an audit, face punishment, so face censorship and audit and everything, because they're about saving life. That's a real doctor who will use their ability, their knowledge, who will research what they need to do to save people's lives, rather than pushing a political agenda that wants to use this as a wedge to create house arrest for everybody until they can push their control mechanisms on us. I tell you what, you know, when I look at this, and as he pointed out, so we've seen a plunge in the number of heart attacks, right? We've seen a plunge in the number of deaths from pneumonia and influenza. And yet, look at this. COVID-19 is going, pew, because they can take all those things and say, well, we haven't tested the people, so let's call it COVID-19. That's why you're seeing a spike in just New York City alone, 10,000 people dying. The epicenter, not of a disease, but of a plandemic lie. Of course, I've been told that, you know, by Mike Adams that I've got stupid 19 because I don't believe everything that the CDC says, because I don't believe that coronavirus is the number one killer. That's what Mike says. He says it's the number one killer right now. And I'm the one who's stupid. I'm the one who's stupid because I don't believe, quite frankly, I don't even think the CDC statistics go that far. I mean, they'd have to make sure that everybody that dies from heart disease is diagnosed as a COVID-19 death without testing in order to do that, because you've got about 670,000 people die every year in the United States from heart attacks. So you're going to take 50, 60,000 deaths a month and you're going to switch them over to COVID. They could do that. Maybe they are doing that. And they do it with all these other ones. Maybe they do. Ron Paul has said that, and he is also a doctor, by the way. Ron Paul discusses how in 1976, we saw what they did with the swine flu. He said he was around then. He was practicing medicine then. He said they rushed the vaccine through. The vaccine was not properly made. It had nothing to do with the virus that was out there. So it saved nobody's life. It caused a lot of harm. Most people ended up dying from the inoculation. More people died from the inoculation than died from the flu. I'm sorry. And that was sort of a lesson, like it's a little bit too extreme. But that's about what happens when the governments get involved and you do things for political reasons. Let's see. This was actually before Fauci. This is 1976. Fauci came in with Reagan in 1985. See, this is an institutional issue. He just happens to be the guy who's there at the time. Now, I don't like Fauci. I think Fauci is a fraud. Hashtag Fauci fraud. I think he should be fired. Hashtag Fauci, fire Fauci. But folks, you've got to understand that this is an institutional problem. This is 1976, 9 years before he even went there. There was also, because a lot of people ended up getting the vaccine, said Dr. Ron Paul, I think there were like 50 people or more who got Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is temporary total paralysis. You can die from it. Most of them did get better. I've got a report that was done by 60 Minutes. And this is done by the father of the anchorman at Fox News, Chris. His father actually did real reporting. And I want to play that for you when we come back, bits and pieces of that. He's got an interview with a lady who never did recover from Guillain-Barré syndrome. And because of things like that, within 10 years, when Fauci was director of the NIH in infectious diseases and pushing vaccines, Fauci was at the NIH when the government healthcare bureaucracy pushed through that immunity bill for anybody that's harmed from vaccines. That's part of the story. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean.
Oh, hi. I'm a liberal professor here. Yeah. We're bringing in InfoWars and the message to stop the extremism. Sure, it's true, the science publication 5 years ago and public documents that Obama and Fauci transferred COVID-19 to China. But you know what? There's too many people, like the Pope said, and this is to depopulate you and teach capitalism a lesson. You didn't really think you'd defeat Xi Jinping, that sexy devil, did you? Yeah. Yeah. And look at your media, it's so lapped on. It's supporting the takedown of America and celebrating it because you put up with it. That's right. And you're going to keep taking it, And remember, pedophile story time is going to happen, too. You don't have any free speech either, so drink your fluoride and die, stupid American.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time blaming Trump
and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here we have a prominent Israeli mathematician, Isaac Ben Israel, has said that COVID-19 peaks after 40 days with or without economic lockdown. With or without economic lockdown. This is a story from Gateway Pundit. And he went through and he actually, you know, he did the math. Imagine that. A prominent Israeli mathematician who does math. I thought anybody that didn't believe that this is a CDC pandemic, anybody doesn't believe the CDC and the WHO, doesn't know math, right? Okay. Here's a prominent Israeli mathematician, an analyst, a former general claims that simple statistical analysis demonstrates that the spread of COVID-19 peaks after about 40 days and declines to almost zero after 70 days, no matter where it strikes, no matter what measures the governments impose to thwart it. I've said over and over again, look at the places that this is, okay, you can do it with math or you can do it with common sense. You can do it with observation. I've said over and over again, look at Italy, look at Spain, look at New York City, all the places that they tell us it was the worst. They also had the most restrictions. There is absolutely no way that you can show that did any good. As a matter of fact, if you were to look at that, you might assume that maybe the restrictions made it worse. I think they, as this doctor is pointing out, they have absolutely no effect. In Israel's case, he noted about 140 people normally die every day. See, that's why they put these numbers. Look at this. We had two people die here in Austin on one day, they said, from COVID-19. Well, we don't know. Could have been pneumonia, could have been flu, could have been a heart attack, but we're going to count it as COVID-19 because, you know, you get $13,000 just like that. So we'll call it COVID-19. Collect our cash, our 30 pieces of silver, or in this case, 13,000 pieces of silver, to betray the American public, to sell a narrative that will be used to take away your freedoms, your economy, your way of life, turn you into paupers, to live under a communist government income, they call universal basic income, or now President Trump doesn't call it that. He calls it the CARE Act. It's the CARES Act. Here's your CARES package. Here's the check. Look, it's got my name at the bottom. I held it up a couple of days so I could get my name there at the bottom. Now, he says he doesn't know how in the world his name got there. For days. We've never had these kind of checks before either, because we've never been turned into dependents, everybody at once, on the government either. But he said in Israel, about 140 people die normally every day. I've gone through this over and over again. I said, look at the CDC. They say you have this many people die every day from falling down the stairs. You have this many people die from, you know, riding around on three-wheel vehicles. So, you know, obviously you don't have more people dying from three-wheel vehicle accidents. You got about 20 of them. Whereas if you look at a car, maybe you got about 14,000 people who die, from cars every year. From trucks and SUVs, maybe about another 14,000. Motorcycles, maybe you got about 5,000 people. So it looks to me like the safest thing to drive is a three-wheel vehicle, because that's completely divorced from any context, right? But that's the way this is all being reported. As a matter of fact, they didn't even give you that much information the way they distort it. They'll just tell you 23 people died in three-wheel vehicles. We got to get rid of three-wheel vehicles. They'll tell you that more people died from motorcycles, or more people died from cars than died with motorcycles. That's all divorced from context. Completely divorced from context. So anyway, it says about 140 people die normally every day. To have shuttered much of the economy because of a virus that's killing one or two people a day, says this mathematician, is a radical error that is unnecessarily costing Israel 20% of its GDP. And he's right. And you can see the charts and cases there if you want to look at Gateway Pundit. But I want to get back to what Dr. Ron Paul was saying about the swine flu. Guys, can you get video clip number one? This is a CBS 60 Minutes report that aired shortly after the swine flu fiasco. This is Chris's dad, Mike Wallace. You know, Chris is now Mr. Anchorman at Fox News. But his dad actually did news. Yeah, he leaned left on a lot of different issues, but Mike Wallace would ask the tough questions, and he really didn't care which ox he gored there. But going back to 60 Minutes, talking about the 1976 outbreak of the swine flu, here's what Mike Wallace had to say.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion. Because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take.
Does this look like propaganda to you?
Protect you against flu.
Do the current news reports look like propaganda to you, or have you been completely bamboozled?
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
I joked about it at that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS for short. These neurological diseases are little understood. They affect people in different ways. As you can see in these home movies taken by a friend, Judy Roberts' paralysis confined her mostly to a wheelchair for over a year. But this disease can even kill. Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot. In other GBS victims, the crippling effects diminish and all but disappear. But for Judy Roberts, progress back to good health has been painful and partial.
Now, I notice that your smile, Judy, is a little bit constricted.
Yes, it is.
Is it different from what it used to be?
Very different. I have a greatly decreased mobility in my lips. And I can't drink through a straw on the right-hand side. I can't blow out birthday candles.
All right,
candles.
We'll have more about that. Yeah, she will never be able
anymore.
To get rid of those leg braces either. I know a couple of people just in the last 2 years that have got Guillain-Barré adults. From vaccines that they took. Flu vaccines, by the way. Flu vaccines. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
The World Health Organization, run by the Chi-Com murderers, and World Citizen are giving you the World at Home extravaganza with all the dried up, pathetic, evil, twisted Hollywood music crap force-fed at you and your family. So stay at home, you dirty, filthy Americans. China's open for business. You aren't. And watch open satanic rituals with Lady Gaga and all these other losers stumbling around. Again, force-fed to you and your family. It's all for one world at home. The carbon tax. You're shut down. Your way of life has been canceled by the globalists. They're coming with forced inoculations, implantable microchips, and total medical tyranny to take over your life. You are now non-essential. You are now non-essential. The New World Order got you where they want you, and now they're going to slowly kill you and suck all the money out of you.
It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter Sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute. And then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock, and yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So Winter Sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high quality for iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Many times, and listeners of this show will know, because I've talked about it many times, that in 1986, we had a law passed, and it was about, you know, the National Childhood Vaccination Program or whatever. It was for the children. It was for the children. But what it really was for big pharmaceutical companies. They wanted to make sure that they had no product liability for any injuries that they did to people. One of the reasons that they demanded that was because of what they had done to people during the swine flu outbreak of 1976 and many other cases as well. I mean, that wasn't the only vaccine that damaged people. They said, we're not going to be able to do business if we don't turn this away from the courts where juries can award people based on their injuries. We've got to put it into a court that nobody knows about for the most part. Most people don't know about the vaccine, quote-unquote, court. There is a special master there. There is no jury. They don't get to decide what the awards are. And as a matter of fact, most people, even though they're injured or the families of people who've been killed, they don't get compensated. Nevertheless, there has been distributed about $4 billion. And again, that is with people who are not getting big judgments, like we've seen juries hand people for glyphosate damage. You know, the glyphosate, we had an $80 million award, then a $250 million award, I think, or something like that, and then a couple of billion-dollar award, three different trials. It's going up exponentially. But we're talking about when $4 billion has been handed out. That's those are awards that are capped. They're very small, and it's decided by one arbiter. Now, when this was put through in 1986, remember, Fauci has been head of the NIH Infectious Diseases. This is where they're pushing the vaccines. That's what he's pushing right now. He was put in there in 1985. Immediately, they pushed through this big pharmaceutical immunity from lawsuit bill with Fauci leading the charge. He's got his fingerprints all over this dirty vaccine business from the very beginning. And somebody asked me, why are you so adamant against vaccines? You know that they help people. And I say, well, if they help people, they're so good. Why are they the only industry that has total legal immunity for any damage that they do to anybody, right? There's no other industry that gets that. Why do they need that? Why do they get that? Well, because they got people like Fauci pushing that. And, you know, here's something from just 2 weeks ago, April the 2nd. It is draft number 4. It's coming from the World Health Organization. And you might be interested to know what they call this. It's a 2030 agenda. You know, just like the agenda to lock you in a small home in the cities and to track your every movement and to make sure that you don't have transportation and to watch you and control the automated cars that they will centrally control with 5G. All of that is part of the smart cities, the Agenda 2030, and now they've got another Agenda 2030. This is the Immunization Agenda 2030. The World Health Organization calls it IA 2030. And this is their description of it, a global strategy to leave no one behind. Oh, let me see. Wasn't there a Republican president, George W. Bush? Who was pushing that idea? No one left. They even borrow from each other, these globalists. They borrow the same rhetoric, all this stuff. Immunization, they say, is a global health and development success story, saving millions of lives every year. We now have vaccines to prevent more than 20 life-threatening diseases. Well, we'll see more about that in just a moment here. The WHO is leading the co-creation of a new global vision and strategy to address these challenges over the next decade, to be endorsed by the World Health Assembly. Oh, you didn't know about that one, did you? That's different from the WHO. This is the World Health Assembly. This is going to be some kind of a group of people that will dictate to you what you are allowed to do as far as health is concerned and what you must do as far as health is concerned. The World Health Assembly. You notice how this is just mirroring exactly all of the Green New Deal things, all of the things that the climate people were pushing. They wanted to have an interplanetary council to support their world government, their world court, and it was all going to be to save the environment. Well, you know, you can't get people excited about saving the environment, but you sure can get them saved about saving themselves if you tell them everybody's going to die, and then you tell them you got to believe everything the CDC tells you. And if the CDC says that everybody is dying from this, well, just believe them, you know, even though they haven't tested anybody. This is their description. IA 2030 envisions a world where everyone, everywhere, at every age, fully benefits from vaccines. And they say that over and over again. A world where everyone, everywhere, at every age, gets their vaccine. This is what's coming. And, you know, President Trump loves Abbott Labs. They're manufacturing tests real quickly. Now, you know how these tests are going to be used. Well, President Trump said, I'm talking to the governors, we want to have these tests used on all the roads, right? People coming in and out of their states. Now, you know, he could pressure the governors to do this on the interstate highways because already Richard Nixon established the idea that he thinks he owns those things when he imposed the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And, you know, we'll have these tests and we'll roll these things out. And if you get a positive test, we already have a judge forcing McHenry County, Illinois Health Department to provide the names of all the people who got flagged with this test, provide them to the police. Then you're going to be tracked. And then you're going to have to do things like, you know, get a vaccine if you want to go get a job. AP asks, would you give up your health or location data to return to work? Well, it's not going to just be doing that, and you're not going to be giving it up. They're going to be giving it up to the police. You're going to have to get the vaccine because, you know, it's for everyone, everywhere, at every age. So let's go back to this report from 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace talking about the 1976 swine flu vaccine. This lady was just saying, she's never going to get back complete use of her lips. She can't drink out of a straw on one side. She can't whistle. She said, yeah, my husband likes that. He asked her, he said, are you ever going to get complete use of your legs again? She goes, no, I'll never have complete use of my legs again. Here's that report.
Now, I noticed that your smile, Judy, is a little bit constricted.
Yes, it is.
Is it different from what it used to be?
Very different. I have a greatly decreased mobility in my lips. And I can't drink through a straw on the right-hand side. I can't blow out birthday candles. I don't whistle anymore, for which my husband is grateful.
It may be a little difficult for you to answer this question, but have you recovered as much as you are going to recover?
Yes. This is it.
So you will now have a legacy of braces on your legs for the rest of your life?
Yes. The weakness in my hands will stay, and the leg braces will stay.
So Judy Roberts and her husband have filed a claim against the U.S. government. They're asking $12 million, though they don't expect to get nearly that much.
Judy, why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic. And the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness. A few days later, Private Lewis died.
If this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged school teacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make out what kind of virus was in the culture from the dead
soldier.
All right,
we're going to have more about this when we come back. Did you hear that? Did you hear how they used that one story to create an epidemic and then injured people with a vaccine? Oh, they've gotten much better now.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you through what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates' medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bio attacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for, because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They can surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter, because they make a huge spectacle out of it. You watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us, because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I just played that report from 1976. Parts of it from Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes, when Chris Wallace's father did real reporting, unlike Chris Wallace. That's what this has become. The news media has just become a propaganda organization. He called out the fraud. He called out the lies. Again, he showed you in that report, he showed you the woman who had been severely damaged, getting Guillain-Barré syndrome from the vaccine. And then he talked to her about how she was not going to recover fully, and how she'd been completely paralyzed. But she still can't use her mouth completely, can't use her legs completely. But then why did she do this? She said, well, I was a school teacher and I saw the news reports. You know, they had three or four soldiers, they had one soldier that died, and we're told this soldier died from this new novel flu. Swine flu. We haven't heard of swine flu. He died from this. This is a healthy young soldier. He died from this. Well, the reality, as Mike pointed out, was they had about four soldiers who were sick in sick bay, you know, with a respiratory illness. This soldier was forced to go on a march. And as part of that, he collapses. And as he's dying, he gets mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from the drill sergeant, but he dies anyway. Now, the drill sergeant did not get sick. He didn't test positive for this. And they went back and they tested the other three soldiers who were in that infirmary, and they just had regular influenza. But this soldier, you know, is a little bit different. So they came up with a new novel virus, and this is something that killed a young soldier. So we're going to have to do something at pandemic. Everybody get your vaccine. And so all the news media was, you saw the propaganda stuff. It was a, a little bit more obvious. You know, they were wearing 1970s clothes, and so it's a little bit laughable. It's much slicker now. It is tailored to current video production, so they get away with it now. But it's the same game. It's the same con game, the same confidence game. And people are hopefully waking up to this. You know, even in Germany, it's not just, I showed you the clips about what was happening in Michigan. People upset with Whitmer, blocking all the roads, honking horns and so forth. But, you know, let's be nice citizens, say the Republicans. Let's go along with them. We will remain in our cars with the windows rolled up. We'll just honk our horns. Well, you know, I'm glad that they showed up and did something. I'm not going to do it. A lot of people got out and walked around. And Whitmore was very upset. She said, you know, I saw people handing out candy to kids with bare hands. People were filling up their cars on the way to and way home from this event. And we can't have that. Come on. Yeah. So we've got other people, as a matter of fact, and all of them are flagged by the media as being right-wing extremists. If you talk about this kind of tyranny, here's one of the people that is accused of being a right-wing extremist by the spokesman in Washington State, saying some politicians on the right denounce the government's COVID-19 response in Washington and in Idaho. Some have denounced the shutdowns as quote-unquote unconstitutional, although no court has made that determination. See, that's it. You can't read. You got to get a lawyer, and you got to wait until the Supreme Court decides whether or not it's constitutional or not. We know what this is about, folks. It's just common sense. If you understand human nature, if you understand the Constitution, and you can read it yourself, it's written in English. We don't need a court to make that determination. That's why these people showed up in Michigan, because they've made that determination because they read it. We try to get along with these people as much as possible. We want to live at peace with them. But there comes a point at which we're not going to let you do this to us anymore. While others view them as evidence of a global plot to strip away civil liberties and to oppose a totalitarian New World Order. That's right. Authoritarian in every aspect of your life. That's what totalitarian means. Republic Washington Police Chief Lauren Culp. Well, now I have to take this back. He's not an elected sheriff. He's a police chief. So there we go. I said that I haven't seen any police chief stand up. Well, here's a guy who is a police chief, and he stood up to this. And this is what he had to say. Construction, as long as it's a government project, that can continue. But you can't have any construction done on your residential site. You can go to a Walmart, he said, with 100-plus people inside of it, but you can't go to your local cafe with 10 or 15 people who might be there. It's contrary to individual freedom and liberty. And let me tell you, you know, Lauren Culp is right. And the whole point of this is to keep Walmart open and to shut down your local cafe. It's not enough that Walmart has a monopoly on the retail establishment. They shut down pretty much all the mom-and-pop businesses. We've had that discussion a long time ago, right? They're all gone. But now we're going to the next step, because we've got to completely – it's not now, at this point, about eliminating the competition for Walmart. This is now about eliminating the middle class, because we're now having communism imposed on us, where the middle class is eradicated and everybody gets their income from the government and we all get the same amount of money. This is a trial test. It remains to be seen how long this is going to run. I mean, they might do this for a few months and then pull back, pat themselves on the back and say, look, we stopped this. But I just told you about the Israeli mathematician, former general, who said, I've done the study, and it doesn't matter what the government's response is in any of these countries. It comes and goes back to about zero in 40 days, and in 70 days it's gone. And it doesn't matter how authoritarian your measures are. Doesn't matter. I reported a month ago in the middle of March, March 15th, I talked about an Israeli virologist. He studies viruses. And he said that most of the people aren't even going to know that they've got it. You're not going to die necessarily if you get it. Most of the people won't even know that they've got it. He said this is an overreaction. I talked about the Stanford epidemiologists, people who study epidemics. And he says this model is absolutely nonsense. He said they've got an assumption that every person is going to give it to 2.3 other people, and that's going to continue forever. That doesn't happen. How did he know that? Well, because they have studied this going back to 1840, Farr's Law. He formulated it because of an outbreak of cholera and also of smallpox. And they said, that's where that curve comes from. They all keep talking about flattening. They didn't flatten it. They didn't flatten it. As the Israeli mathematician pointed out, they didn't flatten it. What they did was they flattened your future. They flattened the economy. They flattened your job. Your job, your business have flatlined because of their approach, and it made no difference at all to the disease. Michael Savage, talk show host, also epidemiologist, also points that out. But as this police chief says, what is to keep a rabid anti-gun governor from declaring a state of emergency after the next school shooting and banning all firearms or closing down all gun shops for safety? It's the same principle. I said that. I said, look, they're using the same kind of lies that the left has always used to try to push gun control measures. Look, we had three people shot here in an incident, so we got to take all the guns away from everybody, or even if it's 24, whatever. There is no sense of context for this, right? And there's no understanding of how lawful gun owners can handle this. So this is the same kind of attitude, the same kind of attitude that they've done for the climate change prohibitions, and they're getting exactly the same results. This is going through from top to bottom. And so as we look at Abbott Labs, they're now implementing already the plan from FEMA and the CDC to ramp up millions of these tests so we can now have the TSA on the roads. As we've been telling you for years, this is not going to be limited to the airports. It is the transportation security agency or safety agency. And now we've got a Center for Health Security. Health security. That's going to be the next thing. Health security. You are the suspected infected. Up against the wall and take them off to jail, right? This is coming from, guess where? Johns Hopkins, the people who've been at the center, the epicenter of pushing this pandemic. You know, Johns Hopkins that were funded by Bloomberg and the people who are working with Gates Foundation to run Event 201. Well, you know, the Center for Health Security, what do they focus on? They focus on epidemics and the government's response to epidemics. How convenient. All right, we're about out of time. Before we do run out of time, I just want to tell you to take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I gave you a very lengthy explanation of vitamin D. Op-ed pieces have been written about 2 weeks ago by the former CDC head, by a scientist at the NIH, talking about how effective vitamin D is to calm your immune system, to make it work properly, and how it is associated with a deficiency of vitamin D is associated with autoimmune diseases, as well as getting the supplementation level up helps with that. You can get that now. Vitamin D3, we call it winter sun, as they were talking about. Look, normally you get it because you're outside in the sun, but you know when the government tells you you got to lock down, you might want to supplement with that because it helps. Vitamin D3, winter sun, 50% off. Also, make sure you get your baseline of nutrients. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.